Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something small, but very powerful. A concrete echo edit. Basically, we're taking a rag of vocal phrase and turning it into a proper drum and bass arrangement element in Ableton Live 12. Not just a looped vocal throw. Not just something sitting on top. We want something that feels like it belongs in the track, like it has attitude, movement, and purpose. This kind of vocal edit can live in the intro, in the build, or as a switch up in the drop. That's the magic of it. In D&B, a rag of vocal can do more than carry a lyric. It can carry energy. It can give the listener a world to step into. And if you shape it properly, it can help the groove hit harder rather than cluttering it up. So let's start simple. Pick one short rag of phrase. Keep it tight. 1 bar to 4 bars is more than enough. Drag it into an audio track. Loop it against a basic D&B pattern and listen to how it sits with kick, snare, hats, and bass. You want a phrase with character. Not the longest line in the sample, not the most words. Usually, one strong word, one sharp syllable or one memorable vowel is the real hook. What to listen for here is very simple. First, does the vocal naturally land near the snare or does it fight it? Second, is there one fragment that immediately feels like the leader of the phrase? If the sample feels too busy, don't force it. Strip it back. In drum and bass, less can hit harder. Next, at the timing right, turn warp on if you need it. For a full rag of phrase, Complex Pro is usually a solid starting point. If you're working with chopped syllables, beats can be great because it keeps the transients sharper. You don't want the vocal to sound like it's been pop processed into a straight grid. You want it tight enough to lock with the drums, but still human. A really useful move is to nudge the important chop a little late if you want that laid back, mean roller feel. Or push it slightly early if you want urgency, like the vocal is coming at the listener. That tiny timing choice changes the whole attitude, and here's why this works in D&B. The drum pattern is fast, but the listener still needs a clear anchor. If the vocal is drifting around, the groove feels loose in the wrong way. If it's pocketed properly, it starts to feel like part of the rhythm section. Now we turn the phrase into something usable. Slice it into words, syllables, or little fragments. You don't need 20 cuts. 4 to 8 slices is plenty for a beginner. Keep one slice as the main hit, one as the response, maybe one short tail or breath as a connector, and delete anything that gets in the way. A good beginner pattern might be the main hit on beat 1, a short tail just after that, then a gap, then a response on beat 3, then maybe the little echo space at the end. That call and response feeling is really important in D&B. The drums speak, the vocal answers, and the bass fills the rest. That space is part of the hook. What to listen for now is whether the edit feels intentional. Does it bounce with the groove, or does it sound like random chopping? If it sounds random, simplify it. If it sounds too crowded, leave more silence. Silence is not a weak move. In this style, silence is pressure. Once the rhythm is working, clean up the vocal. Start with EQ8. Cut the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz depending on the recording. If it sounds boxy, pull a bit out around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's harsh or spitty, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz range a little. Then add a bit of saturator for density. A small amount of drive is enough. You're trying to make it more present, not turn it into static. If you need a little more control, add gentle compression. Nothing too heavy, just enough to keep the syllables even and punchy. At this stage, the goal is clarity first, attitude second. If the vocal already cuts through the drums cleanly, stop there. Seriously, don't keep stacking processing just because it feels unfinished. Now for the concrete echo part. This is where the vocal starts to feel like it's bouncing off hard walls in some underground space. Use Ableton's echo and reverb to create that character. A delay time like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 can all work depending on the groove. Keep feedback moderate, maybe around 15 to 35%. Then darken the repeat so they sit behind the dry hit instead of competing with it. For reverb, keep it short. Roughly 0.6 to 1.4 seconds is a good range. Use a little pre-delay, and cut some high end so the tail doesn't hiss over the hats. If you want more grime, you can add light redux or another saturator after the echo, but don't overdo it. The goal is not gloss. The goal is pressure. It should feel like the vocal is hitting a concrete tunnel and bouncing back with weight. A good way to think about this is simple. Keep the front edge clean and direct. Let the back edge be darker and a little dirty. That contrast is what makes it feel heavy. You can go two ways here. You can make it tight and rhythmic, which is great if the track is already busy. Or you can make it wider and more atmospheric, which works well for intros or breakdowns. If you've got a full drum pattern and a strong bass line already, choose the tighter option. If you need the vocal to carry the opening of a section, go a little more spacious. Now shape it into arrangement, not repetition. Don't just loop the same chop pattern forever. DNB loves motion, even when it's subtle. Try thinking in 4 or 8 bar phrases. A sparse teaser for the first couple of bars, a denser response pattern after that, maybe a gap for tension, then the strongest vocal hit right before the drop or switch, then an echo tail into the next section. That small progression is enough to make the vocal feel like part of the track structure. It stops being decoration and starts being arrangement design. If the vocal is masking the snare, remove a chop on beat 2 or 4. If the bass line gets crowded, trim the tail and darken the repeats. This is the real game in DNB. It's not just about making sounds interesting. It's about making them fit the pressure of the groove. Use volume automation or clip gain next. Don't make every chop the same level. Let the main hook hit a little harder. Pull the echo throws back. Bring the final phrase before the drop slightly forward so it feels like a cue. That gives the phrase shape. A vocal with no dynamics just flattens out and loses impact. And if the vocal sounds good in solo but disappears in the full loop, don't immediately just turn it up. Often the better move is a small boost in the mid-range around 1 to 3 kHz so it can speak through the drums. That's usually more musical than a big gain jump. One thing to keep an eye on is mono. Keep the dry vocal mostly centered. Let the delay and reverb create width, not the main syllable. In a club, that matters more than people think. If the vocal collapses too much in mono, the whole hook gets weaker. So check that the core of the phrase still reads clearly even without the space around it. That also means keeping the low end out of the vocal. Ragga recordings often have chest rumble, room noise, or muddy low mids that can sit right on top of your kick and sob. High passing the vocal keeps the arrangement cleaner and punchier. Clean low end is a huge part of making this work in DNB. Now place the edit where it actually helps the track. A great use is the last 4 or 8 bars before a drop, where the vocal builds tension without taking over. Another great use is right after a drop restart, where a new vocal phrase refreshes the energy without needing a whole new bass line. Think about it like this. An 8-bar intro might start with a filtered vocal teaser. The pre-drop could bring in more slices and more echo. Then the drop lands and half the vocal drops out so the drums and bass can slam. Later, you bring the vocal back in a new order for variation. That contrast is what keeps the track alive. A really useful workflow tip here is to duplicate the track and mute alternate chops for a second version instead of rebuilding from scratch. That gives you an /B option fast. One version can be dry and lean. The other can be darker and more echoed. That alone can give you a strong intro idea and a stronger drop switch idea from the same source. If you find a delay tail that feels perfect, print it, resample it or freeze and flatten it, then cut it like percussion. That gives you total control over the decay and keeps the track tight. It also makes the echo feel like part of the arrangement instead of a temporary effect. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the vocal too long. Long phrases usually clash with fast DNB drums. Don't leave too much low end in the vocal. Don't widen the body too much. Don't drown it in feedback. And don't overprocess before the chop pattern actually works. Rhythm first, processing second. Always, if the vocal fights the snare, don't just make it quieter. Try moving the chop a few milliseconds earlier or later first. A lot of these problems are timing problems, not volume problems. For darker and heavier DNB, a few extra moves really help. Darken the repeats, not the dry hit. Use one threatening syllable as the anchor. Place the vocal slightly behind the snare if you want it to feel more sinister and drag heavy. Let the echo answer the bass line instead of competing with it. And if one delay tail feels especially strong, print it and use it like a percussive element. That's the real vibe here. Treat the vocal like a drum element first, a lyric second. In drum and bass, the strongest ragga edits usually work, because the timing is percussive enough to reinforce the loop, not because every word is perfectly understood. So here's your challenge. Build a 4-bar concrete echo vocal edit using one ragga phrase, no more than 6 chops, only stock Ableton devices, one EQ correction, and one echo setting. Make one version that feels dry and lean for an intro, and one that feels darker and more aggressive for a drop switch. Keep the dry vocal centered. Keep the low end out. Keep the groove clean. When you're done, ask yourself a few simple questions. Can you still hear the snare clearly? Does the vocal feel like it belongs to the groove? Does the echoed version feel darker and further back than the dry one? If you remove the bass, does the vocal still feel like a real rhythmic idea? If the answer is yes, you've got something real. And that's the win today. A great concrete echo edit is not just vocal chopping, it's arrangement design. It's taking a ragga phrase, tightening it to the grid, slicing it into useful pieces, and shaping it with EQ, saturation, delay, and space so it feels like it belongs in a drum and bass track. Keep the dry hit clear. Keep the repeats dark. Keep the low end clean. And most importantly, make sure the vocal supports the groove instead of fighting it. Now go build your 4-bar flip, make a dry version and an echoed version, and see how far one small vocal can carry a whole section.